T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We take you to the outer reaches of the galaxy, where sports talk doesn't quite sound like anything on this planet.
Yeah!
Into outer space, where voices echo without making any sense.
Have we been doing what?
It's mornings on the mothership.
Hello.
Which means it's the middle of the night somewhere.
I was just wondering, how are the Lakers doing?
Well, the season's over.
Well, that's what can happen with 2 root beers and 7 Oreo cookies.
You better take your raincoat.
Welcome aboard the mothership.
And a happy Monday morning to you, President's Day, here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. We had a brand new All-Star Game format in the NBA. We had a controversial weekend yet again in Major League Baseball surrounding the Astros. So that is on the table this morning here on the show. I want to hear from you guys. As you wake up with us, hit me up on the phones. Here it is, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Stunned to a News is coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. And in 40 minutes from now, we have one of the worst calls ever to a sports talk radio station as part of soundcheck. All-Star Game last night. Here was how the new format works in the NBA. This has been something that's been kicked around basketball circles before, but it was a little confusing. They reset winners and losers at the end of the first three quarters. And so the winning team would have something, a winning, go to charity at the end of those three quarters. At the end of the third quarter, they added 24 points to the score of the team that was leading. They called it the Kobe rule. The Kobe scoring system. And this is something that's gained traction in basketball circles because, as we all know, the final 5 minutes of the NBA or 5 minutes of basketball games can devolve into a slog because the team that is leading can hold on to the basketball, drain shot clock, and just wait to get fouled. Or the team that is trailing quickly fouls to put them at the free throw line, hoping to gain seconds, precious minutes on the clock. So it becomes a foul fest, and that sucks because that's not basketball. That's just a foul fest, a free throw shooting competition. So in this case, it's untimed, and you're forcing the team, instead of draining clock, playing keep away, or just hitting free throws, to actually make basketball plays. It's untimed. So it gives the team that's trailing a chance and forces the team that's leading to make basketball plays. They added 24 points, Kobe's number, to the score of the leading team at the end of the third quarter. And it worked. Look at how close the game was. Team LeBron beats Team Giannis 157-155. You had guys playing defense in the fourth quarter. You had guys taking charges in the fourth quarter. You had AD hitting that free throw and everybody going crazy with the win. It worked. And this is your petri dish to use this. A meaningless exhibition. And you test it out. That was great. It is what the All-Star Game needed. Now, is every year going to be a two-point win? A one-point win, a buzzer beater. It's not really a buzzer beater because it's not a buzzer anymore, but is it always going to be a great ending? No, I mean, hypothetically, you could win that game by 24 points. But That way, in an exhibition game in the NBA, to create some drama and intensity and desire and exciting basketball moments, that was great. I mean, we know what that would have looked like if it was last year. Interminably waiting for the clock to expire. Just waiting for all of the seconds and all of the minutes to come off the clock in the fourth quarter. Instead, I mean, Chris Paul is yelling. James Harden's going crazy on the refs. I don't think they should be calling charges from across the court. But you could see why it mattered to all of those guys on every foul call. Every whistle. Those guys were going nuts. So I thought it worked. I love that the NBA named the All-Star MVP after Kobe. I love that they added 24 points for Kobe's number to that. I thought the whole thing worked, and I think the All-Star game in the NBA did get new life. Mraz, what'd you think about the new format?
Marco was pushing back on you last hour. I don't know how you don't love it, and I don't know how you don't think of this as, when you have a revolutionary general manager that's talking about commissioner, talking about in-season tournaments. In the end, if this is how my NBA games are going to end, I think I prefer that than what I've been watching for the last 10, 15 years. I mean, the biggest problem with the NBA, or one of the biggest problems, has been nonstop fouling at the end of the game, is slowing down. And how many times have we discussed for 7 years, how do you fix the fouling? How do you change it? I never once thought of this idea, and I think it's great. I think a game should always end on a shot.
Right. That's the cool thing here. The game always ends on a bucket. Now, some would say it shouldn't end on a free throw. So I suppose the alternative is here, you don't get free throws in the final quarter. You just get the ball. You just get possession, but you have to make a bucket.
I'd be fine with that.
Totally fine. But what you don't have is the guy at midcourt dribbling to drain the final 10 seconds or 20 seconds or whatever. You know, don't foul, no fouls, everybody off. That's a really boring way to end up winning championships.
And I also think for a lot of the naysayers for the NBA will say, well, I don't need to watch until the last 2 minutes, which is kind of what people have said for a long time with the league. Well, now you're invested for the first three quarters because all it could take is 1-12-0 run to make it feel like, well, it's inevitable they're going to win in the fourth quarter. You're going to play tighter defense and all of that, I think, through three quarters just to make sure that you don't let a team get too far ahead if they only have to play till 24 or whatever in the fourth quarter.
That's exactly right. You can't let it get to a 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter or 15-point lead. But also, if you only watch the final 5 minutes of NBA games, well, now the final 5 minutes are great.
Right.
Because you'll never watch a foul fest ever again. You'll only watch an untimed final, quote-unquote, 5 minutes where every bucket matters and that the losing team, no matter how much they're down, has a chance because it's untimed.
Now, look, Amber Lee, the Bourbon Belle, she's a big basketball, obviously loves college basketball, Kentucky, the whole deal. The sport my wife hates the most is basketball, because if I'm sitting down and I'm watching a basketball game and she's waiting to get into something with me, a show, whatever, and I'm watching and it's foul, 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 foul. The last 40 seconds have taken a half an hour and she goes ballistic. What is going on here? You take away that entire element. Now there's at least drama that could suck in a casual fan. And you know, no matter what, this game is ending on a shot.
This is the way you float a trial balloon to see how it works, see how the players like it, see how the fans and media respond. Then you take it from the All-Star game to the midseason tournament, and you say, this is how we're going to decide the midseason tournament. And then you start seeing if it works in real games. Maybe you do the preseason. Maybe you do the G League. Last night absolutely worked, and the players loved it, and the fans loved it, and it felt like a big deal. Now, does that wear off because this was the first one? Perhaps. But in every way, shape, and form, the NBA just got a jolt for its All-Star game, because it used to be Future Stars is great on Friday, three-point contest, slam dunk contest is cool on Saturday. The game itself is kind of lame because basically it's just a bunch of alley-oops and transition dunks and everybody's on the fast break, no defense. Now if the game is good and the players care, great, even better. The game actually becomes the pinnacle of the weekend. Big win for the NBA. Everybody wants to talk Astros. Everybody wants to talk about Rob Manfred. I want to hear from you guys on this. Manfred trying to explain his rationale, his reasoning this weekend did not go well. 855-212-4CBS. Our toll-free line brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Geico.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Chris is in Cleveland listening to 92.3 The Fan. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, how you doing?
I'm good, how you doing?
You know, if I didn't have to work today, I'd be a lot better.
I feel that. I feel you on that. So how you doing?
That's why when the guy who answered the phone was like, oh, where's Ken Carmen? I'm like, well, of course, he's got the day off.
Yeah.
So, and you know, in all logic.
Now you're stuck with us.
Now I'm stuck with you guys.
All right. But, so what do you think?
So, you know, listening to kind of what's going on, especially with a team who played the Astros after a historic, at least for us in Cleveland, playoff run and then to the World Series, I mean, you're watching a team that goes through all of this, and I know baseball, you know, people get really hot or can be really cold in the postseason, but you're like, you know, what if that didn't happen with us? What if we were able to get into the World Series again? You know, there was so much hope in the city, and it just drains you. And then you hear something like this, it makes you mad. You know, and you think of guys like Yu Darvish, for example, like, do you think that didn't take a toll on him the next season? And I know Kluber wasn't always the best in the postseason, but what did that do to his confidence? I mean, there's so many variables that aren't even brought up because of how big the scandal is. And it, as a fan, it makes you mad. You're thinking, we got this. We're going to be back the next year. We have the team to do it. Not much has changed. But now here we are, and there's people who they don't take it seriously, and they don't care because they got their piece of metal. So, you know, that's just the perspective from us here, I would say. But
well, I think you have every right, Chris, to be frustrated, angry about how things unfolded in 2017. I think every team in Major League Baseball and every player and every fan base should be angry, as you mentioned. You know, take the Cleveland Indians for a moment here. The Indians had gone to the World Series, had lost in seven in a dramatic fashion to the Chicago Cubs, trying to break their streak since the 40s of not having won the World Series. In 2017, they've got a good team. They win their division. They end up in the postseason. And they look at the American League as won fair and square by the Astros. Ultimately, they had lost to the Yankees in the ALDS, but the Indians don't have a forever window to win a World Series. When you're in a market like Cleveland, you've got to hit in a bunch of prospects, hit in a bunch of draft picks, sign the right free agents. You have a finite amount of years to try to hit this thing. So let's say that that's a five-year window. If one of those years or two of those years or three of those years are compromised by guys, teams that have institutionalized cheating, and you don't get that window back and you didn't win that World Series in that window, yeah, you should feel angry. And yeah, you should do the what if. And that's what Rob Manfred screwed the pooch on in this. Okay, so he took a pound of flesh from the GM and the manager. But the players and the organization itself don't lose the glory of that championship and that World Series. And the players don't suffer. And now the players, having not suffered a punishment nor having their championship vacated, to wag their finger and be defiant in the face of lack of punishment is so off-putting for every fan around baseball. Sean's in Topeka listening on 1490 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, D.A. Good to have you back, Mraz. I've got two ideas. The first idea is that the Houston Astros should be vacated from postseason play for somewhere in the neighborhood of the next 5 years. And the second thing is you can't punish the players. Well, how about this? How about all the players on that World Series team, no matter where they go, wear the number zero for the rest of their careers? Thoughts? Bye.
Okay. Well, I don't think that wearing the number zero really does much. I do think that banning the team from the postseason does stuff. Yes, I do think that's true. But again, what are you going to do now? Now, this is something that's done in college, but are you going to let the Astros win 100 games and all those 100 wins count but then the second team of the American League West ends up going to the World Series, or goes to the playoffs, rather. It's a questionable way to decide it in college. But yes, look, that's closer to what you would need to do for fans and media, and most importantly, fellow players to feel like the Astros actually were punished. That's the problem. That Rob Manfred had a report that said player-run scandal, player-run cheating, and then the players never gave back anything, can keep playing, never lost any money, never lost any service time, never lost their rings, get the championship, and can win the World Series this year. Matt's in South Carolina, listening to 100.3 there. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, D.A.?
Good, how you doing?
I called in a couple weeks ago, and I made the claim of they need to strip their World Series title, and you didn't seem so favorable of that idea. With all this these interviews coming out, are you starting to come to my side a little bit? You feel like that is now an appropriate punishment? Because
here's what I think. I thought that Rob Manfred not doing that was totally justified. Totally justified in not taking away the World Series. Because you have 150 years of baseball teams that have won the World Series. You have had all types of different rules violations, rule breaking, etc. That if you said, hey, we're not going to mess with that, that's fine. But my problem is that Rob Manfred can't, on the one hand, now in the middle of his explanation, say, we couldn't do anything to the players because of the union, which is what he is saying now. We couldn't do anything to the players because of the union, and then also double down on, and we didn't want to take away the World Series because of history. To me, you can't have both. If you can't do anything from the union standpoint, then you've got to find a different way to punish the players. Again, in the report, you can't say player run, player organized, but the players get off scot-free. There's got to be some penance. To me, I would not have vacated the World Series. I would have battled the union on this. And I'll tell you why. Because in the court of public opinion, Rob Manfred wins any battle against the union. If he goes, hey, this is a significant cheating scandal, okay? We can't have this in our game. We issued memos to all the teams. They knew. The players knew it was wrong. They were hiding it from everybody, obviously. They're not doing it in broad daylight. They know it's cheating. I'm going after them. And I'm suspending everybody that was an active player on that roster for a full year. And union, come get me. Who in their right mind defends the union there? Everybody is on Rob Manfred's side. And if I were him, I would have said, bring on the grievances. Okay? Bring them on. You as the union want to defend 25 guys at the risk of screwing over the other 29 teams that you represent? Okay. Let's fight that fight. I'm suspending everybody in the Astros for a year. Okay? The Astros have to bring up their AAA team now for a year. They wear that scarlet letter, and every one of those players, grievance after grievance, that's fine. I'm willing to do this because I want to see the union battle for 25 cheaters that screwed over their other 29 teams. Okay, let's see. But Manfred didn't have the appetite for that and didn't have the appetite to vacate the World Series. That's my problem. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter, DA on CBS. Want to continue getting your thoughts on Manfred's explanation this weekend and everything that's surrounding baseball zaniness. Also, the NBA All-Star Weekend on the topic docket as well. And when we return, we are stunned to a news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hear the 12 DAs of Christmas as they happen.
So why not just give them nothing then?
$5,000 nothing to you? What was your last contract? A million and a half now? $5,000 is a lot of money.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Doing more, brought to you by the Home Depot. Everything that you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. Kawhi takes home the Kobe Bryant MVP award last night as he drops a game-high 30 points, 7 rebounds for Team LeBron as they win 157-155 over Team Giannis. Kawhi, 8 three-pointers, falling just one short of Paul George's All-Star Game record of 9 made in the game. Thanks for being with us, everybody. DA with you. Since January the 1, we've been in the morning show slot. We've been enjoying it very much, so hopefully you can wake up with us on a daily basis. We're on here 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on CBS Sports Radio. You can listen to us by using the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or Apple Music, or watch us every day for free at watchda.com. David's in Palo Alto, California, listening on 680 there. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I just want to talk maybe about football, if that's okay.
Okay, what do you got?
So basically, I was saying, I'm a 49er fan, you know, and I know we have a lot of questions going into free agency, but I just was wondering maybe what you think about any team in our division that you think could upend us or maybe, you know, take us out, because Seattle has $57 million in cap space and they have a lot of draft capital and we don't. So I'm just trying to think of like what moves we could do to counteract their you know, they're going to be really good.
Okay.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I have to admit, on February 17th, coming off the All-Star Game weekend of the NBA and one of the biggest scandals ever in baseball history, I did not expect a "who do you think the wild card of the NFC West is?" question. did not see that coming. Don't worry, buddy. We got a lot of time to do NFC West, AFC West, NFL. I think we had a lot of time to talk about Seahawks or Rams, who ends up winning the NFC West. Niners. We'll get there, bud. Don't you worry. We'll get there. Steve is next up at Indy. He's on radio.com this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Everybody's upset, understandably, about this Houston situation. And of course, we're just throwing a bunch of stuff in the pot somehow to punish them, make everybody feel better about how they didn't get, you know, off the hook free. What about the next, pick your length, 2, 3, 4, 5 years that they make the playoffs? Don't put it a finite 5 seasons, but the next however many years they make the playoffs, they don't get any home games in any round. They're on the road all the way, however far they want to go. They don't get to play at home.
I don't mind that. I think that Rob Manfred should have done something. I don't know if that feels quite as impactful as it needs to be in the wake of this. But, I mean, the fact is that the punishments for the Astros landed on GM gets a year, manager gets a year, loss of draft picks, and the organization is fined. Not one bit of that touches Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, George Springer, Alex Bregman, Justin Verlander. Not one ounce of that. You'll say, well, they lost their manager. Okay, big deal. You think that those players' lives are ripped open because they got Dusty Baker now? Of course not. So something to feel as though the Astros did not get off scot-free was the right move, and Manfred botched it. And look, the worst thing Rob Manfred can do is then scold the Astros for being defensive and then be defensive. And largely, I like Rob Manfred. I don't think he's a terrible commissioner to this point in time. It's very early, but Manfred has overseen a position of flux, a transition era now for Major League Baseball, who have realized they're losing younger fans. They're losing a generation of fans to the NBA, to the NFL. They're losing their cultural significance. Their pace of play is a problem. He's overseeing a lot right now, but you can't scold the Astros for acting defiant in the face of criticism, which the Astros did, and they were awful on it on Friday. And then also get defensive in these interviews and press conferences, which he did. I want to continue getting your thoughts to the Astros and Rob Manfred at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Damon Amendolara with you. Standing by with your headlines is our friend Marco Belletti. Marco, good morning.
Good morning, D.A. Well, plenty of dunks and threes. Actually, some drama, though, with the new format. Anthony Davis draining the second of two free throws gave Team LeBron a 157-155 victory over Team Giannis. Davis claims he actually looked to heighten the drama even further.
I told my team I was going to miss the first one and put a little bit more pressure on myself here at home. So I made it look good. I made the miss look good, back rim. And then, you know, went up to the line, crowd going crazy. Team Giannis booing me. You know, Trae Young coming on the floor, touching my hand. So I just wanted to make sure I put a little extra pressure on myself to knock down the second one.
That was from TNT. Davis had 20, LeBron 23. It was Kawhi Leonard pouring in 30. He took home the first MVP award after it was renamed after Kobe Bryant.
The words can't even explain. Just making this the first Kobe Bryant MVP trophy. You know, I want to thank Kobe for everything he done for me, all the long talks and workouts. You know, thank you. This one for him.
That from TNT as well. Team Giannis wore Kobe's number 24. Team LeBron all wore number 2. That was to honor his daughter, Gianna. Cavs' John Beilein marriage apparently headed to an early divorce. Reports are Beilein will not be back for a second season in Cleveland. Could step down as early as today. That resolution is expected in the next 24 to 48 hours.
That's like Britney Spears and Jason Alexander. Nothing here, guys, huh?
I'm sorry, that went right over my head.
Were they together?
Yeah, not that Jason Alexander. Remember she got married in Vegas for like 23 hours to the
That was his name?
The other Jason Alexander.
I'm thinking George from Seinfeld.
I went straight to there. I was like, that would have been an odd pair.
She did not marry George Costanza, guys. She married another dude named Jason Alexander.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't think for short, bald guys. What do I know?
No, sorry.
All right.
No.
All right. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred shed some light on why he didn't punish the individuals that in the Astros cheating scandal.
If I was in a world where I could have found all the facts without granting immunity, I would have done that.
All right, so that's tremendous.
I would have done that.
So what about stripping them of a title, though?
If you talk about minutes of discussion during the process, it was high in terms of the minutes that we spent talking about it.
It was high, though.
I don't want to just parse every one of his words, because if we do this to anybody, you're going to sound like an idiot. But if you talk about minutes, it was high. Whoever discusses... like their totality of their discussions in that. You know, when Mraz and I were talking about guests in terms of minutes, it was a high number of minutes we talked about guests. It was a high number.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like, how long was your conversation with so-and-so? Well, it was a high number of minutes. If you're talking about the minutes, high number of minutes. What? Say a lot of hours, a lot of time was spent. We discussed it in depth. But if you're talking about minutes as though this was... okay, we've got a tote board of the minutes spoken on each topic. The minutes were high?
On stripping them of the title. Yes, it was very high.
All right.
Talked about asterisks as well. Mm-hmm. All right, and we also know this was just 2017. There was nothing going on involving buzzers last year, right?
Can I tell you, I'm 100% sure about that. You're never 100% sure in any of these things, but that was my best judgment.
I'm good.
Can I tell you?
So Manfred is doing you doing Gruden.
That's right, yeah. By the way, also, this is not just 2017. He admits this happened in 2018 as well, right? Not all the way through the postseason, but Manfred admits that this happened early 2018 also.
Right, and then Carlos Correa comes back and yelling at Bellinger that it never happened in 18-19. So they're all mixed up off of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously that's the whole thing with the buzzers, and we still don't know that. He doesn't tell us that he's sure. Carlos Correa went on MLB Network. He tried to set everything straight.
2019, nobody wore buzzers. Nobody wore buzzers. That's a lie.
Okay, so no buzzers.
I can't
wait. Right?
I can't wait until we have evidence that they wore buzzers, because all of these guys are going to go down and look like idiots.
So then the question obviously comes up, Jose Altuve. Why didn't he want his jersey ripped off after he hit the walk-off to win the ALCS? Yeah.
His wife told my wife, why is Carlos ripping out to his shirt? Like, I don't like that.
Okay. So, as you're rounding third, you're thinking of what your wife told Correa's wife, and Correa's thinking about what his wife heard from Altuve's wife. Those are the first things in your mind as you just got a trip to the World Series.
So, I will admit, there's not a lot of things I do in my life anymore that I don't think about what the effect is going to be on my marriage of how disappointed and angry my wife will ultimately be in my poor decision-making.
In the moment? No way.
However... the reason that his wife would be angry is the dumb part about this. It was a collarbone tattoo.
wait, we'll get there. Oh. See, Altuve had this story when this first happened, right? He did the same thing. I'm shy. I don't want my jersey off.
I'm too shy.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like it if I show my chest, apparently. Yeah. So Correa was corroborating. He was backing it up, right?
Yeah.
About 45 seconds later.
It's because he got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here that honestly looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo. And he didn't want nobody to see it. He didn't want to show it at all.
Again, can you take, no joke, can you take 15 minutes and sit down and come up with a good story? Because it's not hard to do. It's really not. I mean, look, I try to think of myself as an honest type of guy. It's not hard to think of a decent lie if you take 10 minutes.
Just 10 minutes.
I mean, really, this is not like a 3-month thing where you got to really, now I got to check with somebody else. It's not hard. These were the best excuses you could come up with.
What do we got here, guys? Should we do the collarbone tattoo thing today? Yeah, the collarbone tattoo. We should definitely do that.
And then we can't even figure out, does he have a collarbone tattoo?
Yeah, now we need that evidence.
Who knew there was an Astros boat picture, too, that emerged?
Yeah, and then was it photoshopped out? Did he have it removed? And why do you have a tattoo that's unfinished on your collarbone? How much money do you have? Did you go halfway through and go, you know what, guys, I don't think this is a good idea. I think I'm going
to
go.
Just imagine hitting the game-winning home run to send your team to the World Series, and your instinct is, I don't want anybody to see my collarbone tattoo.
Or, I don't want anyone to see my chest because my wife doesn't like it. These are the things that are through your mind.
So good. So good.
All right. Daytona 500, that was postponed due to rain. They had just 20 laps. They'll resume that today. XFL, Dallas turned aside LA 25-18. Houston erased St. Louis 28-24. And that takes us now timed for Stunned to a News.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
All right, Marco, what do we have?
All right, this one takes us down under. You got a 30-year-old man in Australia. He has pleaded guilty to a charge of talking on a handheld cell phone while riding a horse.
So you can't talk on a cell while riding. Now, I know there's hands-free laws in terms of driving.
Well, see, that's the thing. Your local court magistrate, he said under the road rules, horse is a vehicle. And he didn't have, get this, a hands-free device fitted to the horse. I'm struggling with that.
The Bluetooth on the mane.
Yeah, the horse didn't have the Bluetooth, huh?
Apparently not. Where would you fit this to the horse?
Plug it right into that cigarette lighter behind the horse's ear.
I'd hate to know what the cigarette lighter is on the horse.
Now,
could you imagine the horse's whinnying once you plug that thing in?
I love that the danger here of riding a horse is you better not be talking or texting on your phone.
Yeah. By the way, really bad idea probably to be talking on your phone on a horse. I got to feel like
But how fast is the horse galloping? You know, if it's a minor stroll with a click, 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 click.
Yeah, it's really not that hard to stay on. It's not.
I don't know. I get scared of people being on horses. I've never really been on a horse.
I only did it once, but when they're walking, come on. Even I can stay on. My fat ass can stay on there. Come on. I'm pretty sure if you do this normally, if this is your mode of transportation, I think you can figure out talking on a phone and riding a horse at the same time.
Well, why didn't this guy just have one of the earbuds? You know, that's an easy workaround here.
Yeah, but you still, to dial or something like that, you know, it's not like he could say, you know, hey, dial George right now.
Well, I don't know. Would he have gotten the ticket if he just dialed and then put it away? I guess he would
have. If the horse is in a standstill position, then you can dial, and then you got to put it in your pocket, I suppose, or rest it on its ear.
Well, put it in your pocket might be a struggle. You're on a horse.
What is going on in this road in Australia that a cop is pulling up, sees a man riding a horse, and goes, I can't believe Larry is on his sprint again?
Where exactly also do people ride horses in Australia where there are cops present?
It must be on a road.
That's a fair question.
Like a main road.
I mean, I guess we have Amish country here and there are people on horses, but I can't imagine there's a state trooper on the side of the highway in Pennsylvania waiting for an Amish guy rolling by on a cell phone.
Has the radar gun going.
Maybe the cop's on a horse and he was just happened to be walking by. That could be it.
Okay, so they're both on horses.
It could be.
In this situation.
I don't know. But a cop could carry a whole ticket bag and his whole belt on a horse, and that's not illegal, but this guy can't shoot Marge a text real quick?
That he's a police officer. There's different rules. Come on now.
By the way, I like that you went with George, Larry, and Marge in your hypothetical names here.
I'm trying to use different names here.
Also, if a cop can use a CB radio, right? If he's on a horse, they definitely have walkie-talkies at least. Maybe not CB radios. I don't know why I said
that. That might be clunky. It's not,
for hey, Rusty Nail, come in.
For some reason, I just thought cops on horseback were doing smoking the bandit routines. If they're using walkie-talkies, that's not a hands-free device.
That's right. You have to press the button. I think the whole law needs to be
even
abolished.
On their chest. If they press the button on their chest, they
you're
have to.
You're using your hand.
Some type of communication,
right?
There is one piece of good news, though, guys.
Okay.
He was told it would be expunged from his record if he stays out of trouble for 3 months. Okay. So at least it comes off his record. You stop talking on the phone while riding horses for 3 months. We'll get rid of this.
Who did this cop rob, Manfred? Let him off easy.
Fitted to the horse. That was my favorite part of this whole thing. Fitted to the horse. All right. Let's try to figure that out.
Thank you, Marco. We want your reaction to Manfred, the Astros, the NBA All-Star Weekend, all of it right here on the DA Show this morning at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we return, Dusty Baker on the Astros facing retaliation from opposing pitchers this season, and one of the worst sports talk phone calls you will ever hear. It's part of Soundcheck, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
New time slot, same great taste.
Welcome to the new time slot. I seem to remember hearing myself on a loop, and you dubbed me Meth Head Mark, and I just wanted to let you know that ice cream sandwich argument, it just doesn't stand. Bogus is so right.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, valid point.
46 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are a machine of death.
Happy Monday to you. Happy President's Day to you, everybody. And college basketball tomorrow. Dayton at VCU, number 6 Dayton. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday night, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. The sixth-ranked Dayton Flyers head to VCU to battle the Rams in an A-10 showdown, only on the CBS Sports Network. Our toll-free line is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. GEICO.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more car insurance.
All right.
Joe is next up. He's in Portland listening on 750 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, D.A. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am fantastic. So, Rob Manfred, this was a chance to, like you said earlier, show these players that cheating is not acceptable. It's not acceptable when you're in school. It's not acceptable anywhere else in life. So, this was a chance to show them you're not going to get away with this. And I go back to, like, Pete Rose. And if you're going to allow the Astros to slide on this, then Pete Rose needs to be able to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think that they're two different conversations. I've always been a proponent of Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame. I think that Pete Rose has shot himself in the foot a million times by lying, then saying he didn't lie, then writing a book about how he didn't lie, then writing a book about he lied. I mean, the whole thing has been one big money grab for Pete Rose. He's never done himself any favors. He hasn't been an upstanding citizen in terms of being able to be trustworthy. So I don't think that the two really are connected. I think baseball has made a mistake by not putting him in the Hall of Fame and just saying he was banned for life from baseball for gambling, but he's in the Hall of Fame because of his amazing statistics and his amazing baseball career. Now, I think that Rob Manfred ultimately screwed up in this way. He gave immunity to the players to find out the information, and then came back with the information that it is a player-driven scandal, and then decided there is no punishment for the players because I've already granted immunity to them, and I'm also not going to mess with the sanctity of the World Series history. So why did you need the immunity from the players if you probably could have gotten most of the information anyway through other sources. I mean, we already had The Athletic going to Mike Fiers. We now have The Wall Street Journal getting internal memos from teams and going into the codebreaker emails of the Astros. I mean, so you're telling me that Major League Baseball doesn't have the same resources that The Athletic and The Wall Street Journal have? That doesn't make much sense. To me, there's one of two options. Manfred should have suspended the players of the Astros for a year. Everybody on the World Series championship roster should have been suspended for a year, along with Luno and Hinch. And battle in court, grievances, the union, all you want on that. But at least you would have handed down a punishment to the players, or you vacate the World Series. You can't have not done both with your evidence being this is a player-run scandal. Let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Manfred also says opposing pitchers cannot throw at the Astros on purpose.
Premeditated retaliation that I'm hearing about. And in most instances in life, you know, you get kind of reprimanded for, you know, when you have premeditated anything. So I'm just hoping that the league, you know, puts a stop to this. And before somebody gets hurt, you know, we put in a lot of time and effort, you know, to get to this point.
So that's Dusty Baker. And again, here's Rob Manfred saying, I didn't punish the Astros. I couldn't punish the Astros. And we don't want players doing their own justice, their Wild West outlaw justice as well. So we're protecting the Astros. Again, none of that makes anybody feel any better about the Astros cheating with the severity of what we know, with the severity of the league found. Jody Mack was hosting on Saturday on WFAN in New York, and here's one of the worst callers with one of the worst theories on how to handle this Astros situation.
Sully from Holtzville's up. Hello, Sol.
I got one proposition for you. It's of course, a little silly. It's more than probably a little silly. CeCe's retired. How would you like to see him come out of retirement mid-September and go for a three-game series, throw three pitches? He throws on Friday night his first pitch, takes the first batter of the game. He gets suspended the next morning, but he appeals his suspension, and he starts the second night, and he hits the second batter with his first pitch. He gets suspended again. He still has the thing under appeal. Maybe Major League Baseball can't, you know, stop him from pitching again. The third night, he does the same thing. He gets the first three batters and says, that's my thank you very much. Maybe I'm using the wrong word, but thank you very much. Goodbye. On the way out the door because, you know, he got affected. One quick thing, Jody, what track is that tonight for Endeavor?
Risen Star is at Fairgrounds in Louisiana. I think post time's like 5:30 something.
Good, gives me plenty of time. So you like the 8:07?
8:07, yes.
Worst call ever. That had it all. That is Jody Mack bingo right there.
Oh, man.
Wild, ridiculous, irrational theory. Followed up by horse racing suggestion on the way out.
Good. Gives me plenty of time to do every other nonsensical thing like calling into WFA four times today before I get to that post time in the Louisiana Fairgrounds.
Worst sports talk call ever. Worst theory, worst suggestion, worst ending with who do you like in the who do you like in the race in Louisiana? The 8-7?
The 8-7. Good, I got plenty of time.
Worst. Just the worst. All right, let's keep talking about Manfred, the Astros, and reaction around baseball. When we come back, Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, National League MVP, goes in on the Astros, and people are talking about him speaking the truth. We'll hear that coming up next in Respond and React. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.